Turning now to Boston, Bishop Richard Lennon now leads that city's Roman Catholic Archdiocese, while the church searches for a new archbishop. The Vatican named Bishop Lennon to the post after Bernard Cardinal Law resigned yesterday in Rome. Bishop Lennon faces a daunting challenge. The archdiocese is in turmoil, and trust in the Catholic Church hierarchy among many Catholics has hit rock bottom. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
The appointment of Bishop Lennon is being applauded by American church leaders, as well as by many lay Catholics, who are more guarded in their praise. Professor Thomas Groom of Boston College says Bishop Lennon meets the immediate need.
I see him as a fine pastoral person, as a good, decent man, a man of honesty and integrity, a well-trained canon lawyer. And we need well-trained canon lawyers at this point in time, and people who have respect for civil law as well. He will have all of that. I would like to think that he'd be a bridge builder, and I hope he has a strong mandate. And I think if he has, then I think he could be a forceful and an effective leader over the coming months.
Jim Post, president of Voice of the Faithful, a Boston-based lay group with more than 25,000 members, says Bishop Lennon, who's a native of the Boston suburb of Arlington, is a known quantity, and that Voice of the Faithful is willing to work with him.
This is a man we know that knows how to listen to people. He has demonstrated that in some of his work in the archdiocese. And he has a huge task before him, but there is some light. And you know, in a very real sense for Catholics, this happens to be the Advent season, which is a preparation for light. And I think we have to see that in the events today.
It is not yet clear how much authority Bishop Lennon has been granted by the Vatican or how much it expects him to accomplish. The nation's fourth largest Roman Catholic archdiocese has been battered for nearly a year by the sexual abuse scandal. It is facing possible bankruptcy, is being sued by hundreds of victims, and is under a grand jury investigation. It's conceivable that Bishop Lennon could be charged with cleaning up the mess before a new archbishop is named, or he could be just an interim figure holding the rudder until someone else can be found to right the ship. Father Tom Rees, editor of the weekly Catholic magazine America, says given how badly the ship is listing, the Vatican cannot afford any delay.
We need to know very quickly what are the extent of his authority. Does he have the authority to resolve and settle the suits? Does he have the authority to make decisions? I mean, if the diocese has to declare bankruptcy, can he do that? Those things have to be made clear. And then he's got to move forward with that authority and try and resolve the various issues that face the archdiocese.
Professor Chester Gillis, the chairman of the religion department at Georgetown University, says given the magnitude of the problems facing the archdiocese, he'd be surprised if the Vatican chose Bishop Lennon as Cardinal Law's permanent successor.
I think the likelihood is that they will search far and wide for someone of distinction within the American church with a great deal of administrative experience. And this being a cardinalatial see, the person is likely to become a cardinal shortly after he arrives. So I think it's unlikely that he would be the one. I suspect the search will go well beyond Boston.
Like every other decision taken by the Vatican, the naming of a new archbishop is governed by a careful process. Normally, the Pope's representative in America, the Papal Nuncio, consults with the U.S. bishops and other Catholic leaders and then puts forward three names for the Vatican to consider. From these names, a panel of the Pope's advisors puts forward a single candidate for the Pope to approve. But the Pope does not have to take that recommendation, and many Vatican watchers say, given the battering the Church has taken and the urgency involved, they would not be surprised if the Pontiff took a more active role in the process this time around. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Washington.